Good morning. 00 hours. Mostly clear. 54 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Mostly clear. 53 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Clear. 54 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Clear. 53 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Clear. 54 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Clear. 52 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Mostly sunny. 52 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Sunny. 59 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Partly sunny. 63 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Partly sunny. 71 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Mostly sunny. 71 degrees. Good morning. 1100 hours. Mostly sunny. 76 degrees. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Sunny. 77 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Sunny. 79 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Sunny. 81 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Mostly sunny. 82 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Partly sunny. 83 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Partly sunny. 83 degrees. Good evening, 1800 hours. Partly sunny. 84 degrees. VHF hub, disconnected. Good evening, 1900 hours. Partly sunny. 83 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Partly sunny. 81 degrees.
Any volunteers to run the net tonight? NNLJN.
Not volunteering, but I'm here. This is page 8YGV.
Well, good evening, Russ. Okay, well, I guess we'll go ahead and get going, and hopefully we can get some more folks signing in. Let's see. This is the Lapeer County Net. This net meets on Tuesday night at 8 p.m., except during the monthly club meeting, which is the second Tuesday of each month. That'll be next week. We'll be having the normal club meeting at 7 p.m. at Cypress Innovations on M21, east of Lapeer. The purpose of this net is to promote fellowship among amateur radio operators and to practice radio operation for area net activations. Questions about amateur radio are always welcome. This is a directed net, and all licensed amateurs are encouraged to participate. This repeater is owned and operated by the Lapeer County Amateur Radio Association, and the repeater trustee is Mike Nichols, W8YRC. Good evening and welcome. My name is Larry. My call sign is November 8, Lima, Juliet, November, and I will be your net control operator. We now begin check-ins by priority. When checking into the net, please give your call sign and name clearly. At this time, are there any emergency or priority check-ins for the net? Please call now. Any mobile or portable stations checking in for the net? Please call now. Any stations with announcements for the net? Please call now. All right, we'll now be taking general check-ins for the net. Please call with your call sign and name. And location would be fun, too.
K8ZTX, this is Jerry from Lapeer.
NHDLC, Vicki from Lapeer.
K8VHA, Dick from Barnes Lake.
Russ, give me your call sign again. YGV, but what's the, is it K-E-A-Y-G-V?
Yes, Larry, it's Kilo Echo 8, Yankee Golf Victor.
Very well. Right now we have K-E-A-C-P-X, Terry, N-8-V-L-C, Vicky, K-C-A-V-H-A, Nick, and K-E-A-Y-G-V, Russ. Anyone else call, for the net, please call now. Nothing heard. We'll do two rounds of conversation, and beginning with Terry, K-E-A-C-T-X, N-E-L-J-N. Go ahead, Terry, with your comments.
N-E-L-J-X, or L-J-N, excuse me, K-E-A-Z-T-X. Yeah, not much going on. Just been doing the chores around here like usual this time of year, but been having a lot of fun playing with accessing the ISS and satellites and finding out it's not as easy as everybody makes it out to be, but still a lot of fun. And we're out tonight listening to the ISS with just an HD and a rubber ducky, and we were picking it up. So very interesting and quite the experiment, and we hope to get much better at it. And according to a guy down at that's associated with NASA down at Hamvention, that we're supposed to be putting up an astronaut in July to the space station that is a ham, and loves to get on the radio. Right now it's more a repeater than actually talking to anybody on the space station. But according to this guy, he says once this guy gets up there, he's quite the chatterbox and loves to talk to everybody. So that will be even more fun to try to get a hold of him and see what's going on. Back to you, Larry. N8LJN. K8ZTX.
K8ZTX, N8LJN. Well, very good, Terry. I am quite impressed that you're listening to the ISS. Had a neat experience with, and it is definitely not easy. I've come to appreciate that, just watching a few YouTube videos about it. And had a neat experience at Kettering last week. The club, the Kettering Amateur Radio Club, actually listened and received satellite information from the NOAA weather satellite. I was totally impressed. They posted pictures on the Discord channel that they operate, and it was a very cool thing. But, man, that's way beyond me for now. So, next up is Vicky, N8VLC. This is N8LJN. Go ahead, Vicky.
N8LJN, this is November 8th, Victor Lima Charlie, and I will just reiterate just how cool it really is. You start researching this, I mean, you fall down this rabbit hole and there's no getting out, you know how it is. But I heard somewhere where you could access these satellites with just, you know, El Cheapo bell thing with a rubber duck on it, and I thought, surely not. And we got the little tracking app on our phone, so we knew when the satellites were going to go over the top. And I'm here to tell you, once you pick them up, it comes in clear as day. It's like people are sitting right next to you. And what's really cool is, well, tonight we were standing out in the yard, and there was a woman from Montana talking to a guy in Maryland, and we're talking 2 centimeters. You know, it's remarkable. And I don't think there's a lot of new hams out there, and they just don't realize how much fun they can have with a cheap radio. And I think somebody needs to know. So, anyway, I will turn it back to you, Larry, in 8LJN and 8BLC.
Well, Nikki, you know, you were supposed to be the net control station tonight, and I was really hoping you would come on and be the operator. So I was giving you lots of time there. So I want to encourage you to do that next time. I am totally impressed with satellite operations. I just cannot, for the life of me, I just cannot get my head around how many things there are in this hobby. As you'll recall, during the technician training, the manual made a pretty big deal of it. And I think it's because it's one of those really special things that you can do with a technician license. And so, yeah, I'm delighted to hear your experience with that. And as we get new operators, I'm going to be very happy to send them your way. All right. Well, thank you very much, Vicky. Next up is Dick, KCAPHA, N8LJN. Go ahead, Dick.
Yeah, good evening, everybody. Everything is fine here. Spent a little time today trying to get my boat ready to go in the water. You know, all those things, uncovering it, doing all that kind of stuff, and trying to clean it up a little bit, get the battery and all that kind of stuff in. But anyway, that's what I was kind of up to today. Pretty well got it ready to go. I just got to get it started. I'll do that tomorrow. So back to you, KC8PHA.
Well, Dick, I hope you get plenty of good fun out of that boat once you get all that work done. And it always reminds me of that old joke about the happiest day, the two happiest days of a boat owner's life. And so no need to repeat that, but I hope you're enjoying it. That's great. Next up is Russ, KE8YGV, N8LJN. Go ahead, Russ.
Yeah, thank you, Larry. Today, just been doing some
chores and running errands and enjoying a little bit of the warmer weather, although the haze created by the forest fires up in Canada has been interesting. I could see it in the skies a bit today. Hopefully they get some rain up there in the next couple of days and put those fires out. That'd be awfully nice. I'm sure they'd appreciate it. But yeah, not much going on. Just, like I said, chores and a few errands. And great hearing everybody's voice tonight, and I'll turn it back to the net control. This is KE8YGD.
Well, thank you very much, Russ. Yeah, I did hear about the haze. I did hear about the geomagnetic storm, but I didn't see many effects. So if anybody else did, love to hear about that. We're hoping for some rain. I got some irrigation going in the garden after I repowered my 50-plus-year-old Troy-built rototiller. The doggone thing wouldn't start after I did new belts and a reverse belt disc on it. And I'd heard all about how people repower with very inexpensive motors, so I ran down to Harbor Freight, picked up one and bit the bullet and put it on, and man, I tell you, that was the best thing I've ever done. It runs great. After a big seal kit repair, replacement that I had to do last year, the doggone Troy belt is like brand new. So that's been kind of fun, and that's what I was mostly doing last weekend. The other thing we were doing was the general question and answer tech event that we had on Saturday morning. That was real fun. A break for, I forgot what you call that break for, and maybe you guys can tell me, but I didn't want it to time out. And the general Q&A session was really good. Lightly attended, only three operators, and Scott, N8XP, and our instructor was Lee, N8LJ, and Lee, as always, did an outstanding job. It was a great joy to have the benefit of listening to his experience and all the knowledge and the stories about the origination of some of the things that we've learned, and so it was quite good. Really enjoyed that very much. I'd like to see that we do that every year so that new technicians can have an opportunity to have the benefit of the wisdom and prepare for their general exam. Well, that's it for the first round. Do we have any other check-ins for the net? Please call now. All right, no more check-ins heard. Let's move up to the top of the list. KECTX, this is N8LJN. Go ahead, Terry.
LGN, KE8ZTX. Well, Larry, I got to tell you, I think Lee is one of the greatest people in the world to instruct people on how to do things, and unfortunately more people didn't take advantage of it, because I think he has probably forgotten more information than we'll live long enough to absorb. But the guy is a master at ham radio, there's no doubt about that, and hopefully people will take more advantage of it in the future. And back to the advent of the satellites, our next adventure is trying to make a tracker for it. We had hoped to do it maybe by field day, but I'm just not quite that smart. I don't think I can get it done, but you know, maybe by the picnic or something, that might happen. But it is a lot of fun, and I think it's something that would be great to introduce techs and newbies. We've hooked up with a couple of new licensees. I mean, even though we're not old pros at this, we've hooked up with a couple of newbies where we're going to get together and build some antennas, some portable antennas for 2 meter 440 for exactly that use, for you know, satellite tracking and stuff. So that should be a lot of fun. I'm really looking forward to it. And that's about it for now. So back to you, Larry. KE8ZTX.
Well, Terry, that's one of the favorite phrases I have, and there's no person more applicable in our club that I know of than Lee. He has certainly forgotten more than I will ever learn. On the tracker, that is some serious math and electric control of motors, if you're motorizing it. I have seen those for ISS communication that schools do, and it's really, at least videoed rather, and it's really impressive. You know, one thing I thought of is, as you were explaining that, is we should have technicians try to listen to satellites, watch the, or technicians in training, I should say, as the satellites are coming over, we might want to pause the training and see if we can tune in and hear one coming back, just to kind of give them, you know, another thing to be interested in amateur radio. All right, thank you very much, Jerry. Next up is Vicki, NAVLC. This is NAVLJN. Go ahead, Vicki.
NAVLJN, this is NAVLC. And, well, right around 8 o'clock, 8:01 this evening, I was choking down the last of my salad. And had I known that I was supposed to do the net, I would have gladly done it. But y'all got to give me some warning so I can, you know, pull up my computer and the preamble and go to town. But no, I'm more than happy to do it if somebody, you know, gives me a heads up. But I do have a little bit of an announcement for the few that are on here this evening, that this weekend is the museum ship weekend. And they're going to be on, there's going to be at least 100 museum ships on the air this weekend. And I'm going to do my best to get as many of them as possible. And on Sunday, I will be operating on the light ship Huron in Port Huron. And I am so excited about that. So everybody get on your radios and contact as many ships as you can. You send out nice QSO cards. QSL cards, I should say. So that's about it for me, and I will turn it back. And Larry, thank you for doing the net tonight. You're really good at it. So I'll give it back to you, NAVLC.
Oh, Vicki, you're only paying compliments because you are not doing it. So, yeah, there is no warning on that. If Kevin is unavailable and there's a long pause after the top of the hour announcement, usually somebody chimes in and tries to get things going. So that's why I asked for a volunteer, but you did not pick me up on that. Pick me up on that. So the museum ship sounds cool. I didn't know they did museum ships. I remember the lighthouses last year, and, of course, the light ship out in Port Huron is part of that. But I did not know the museums. That's very cool. Let's see. Well, thanks, Vicki. Next up is Dick, KCAPHA, NAVLJN. Go ahead, Dick.
Yeah, thanks, Larry, for picking up the net control. 73 to everybody. Have a great night, and we'll talk to you all later. KCAPHA, back to that.
Thank you, Dick. Always a pleasure to have you and your regular attendee, and that's much appreciated. Let's see. Next up is Russ, KE8YGZ. Russ, go ahead.
Yeah, Vicki, I'm interested in those ships, the museum ships. What frequencies are they going to be broadcasting on?
Can I just jump right in there?
Roger that. I was going to ask you to do so.
Well, the light ship Huron is only going to be on 20 meter, and I don't know what frequency it's going to be on. But what I will do is I will send a link on Slack that shows all the different ships, and I don't know what everybody's going to be working on. However, I do know that it's going to be old style. It's going to be a pencil and a piece of paper is the logging, and it's going to be different for me, but you know what, I'm in for it. But no, it's going to be both days, and the Huron's going to be from 10 to 4 Saturday and Sunday, and I'm going to be on there on Sunday. I don't know what time slot I'm getting yet, but hopefully I'll make some local contacts, but I'll post a link on Slack for you, Russ. Back to you.
Well, thank you, Vicki. I'll look for that post, and I appreciate it. That'll be kind of exciting. Great to hear everybody's voice tonight. I hope you're all have a good week, and I'm excited to see everybody during the meeting next week in Lapeer. So 73 to all, and a good night to you. This is KE8YGV, signing off.
Thank you very much, Russ. We're at the bottom of the list. We have any new check-ins for the net. Please call now.
W-8-Y-S-C Mobile, North Branch.
Howdy, Mike. Well, welcome. Would you like to offer your comments?
Yeah, I was going to compare notes here with Vicki doing the net, but she wasn't there. She was late. Anyway, I was just done eating dinner. Had the swing out for my grandkids' graduation high school, so had swing out, and I figured too many people will appear, so I'm going to shoot up to Brian's there, and went there to North Branch. So good food, of course. Can't beat Brian's, so. Other than that, nothing exciting going on. I thought I missed the net last night, and then I realized it wasn't last night anyway. So, anyway, you guys all take care. 73W8YRC.
Well, thanks very much for checking in, Mike. You know what? At 8 o'clock, I had the same question in my mind. Is this the right night? All right. This is Eddie Delta again. We're at the bottom of the list. Are there any new check-ins for the net? Hearing none, this will now conclude the net for June 3rd, 2025. We had 6 check-ins total. And a reminder, the next club meeting is going to be next Tuesday night. I think I might have said 7 o'clock earlier. It's actually 7:30. See the website, W8LAP. WhiskeyEightLimaAlphaPapa.com for the details. Thank you very much for your participation. Everyone have a good evening. We'll now return the repeater to normal use. This is NADLJN 73.
VHF hub connected to Lapeer VHF. Good evening, 21 hours. Mostly cloudy. 76 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Cloudy. 75 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Mostly cloudy. 75 degrees.